AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. South Dakota to Michigan, snow covers several states. And Wisconsin coffee shop owner Lucy Newell Anderson says Janesville got as much as 20 inches of snow in some parts of town.
Everything is white. It's beautiful. There's snow everywhere. It's still coming down. And it's a gorgeous day.
Tracking website FlightAware.com says Chicago's airports canceled more than 500 flights. Authorities say a fire broke out about halfway up the John Hancock Center, one of Chicago's tallest skyscrapers, but it's out now. Chicago Fire Department spokesman Larry Langford says the cause was accidental.
Nothing nefarious is suspected here. It's a residential unit, so it could be a wide variety of reasons. We're conducting an investigation now.
Authorities said the fire did not leave the unit where it started, but people living on that floor will be displaced. Five people were injured. Across Europe, stadiums were on high alert as domestic leagues around the continent returned a week after the deadly attacks in Paris that took 130 lives and hundreds more were injured. In Brussels, American William Bridell says he hopes the heightened security there will prevent an attack.
I've noticed a lot of military tactical vehicles around and then a lot of police officers, but if there's less people out, then that probably means terrorists aren't going to bomb anybody.
Meanwhile, Parisians are honoring the 130 people who died, and thousands of people rallied in Toulouse for a civil rights and peace rally. Police say the student whose disappearance prompted the closure of the Washington College campus in Maryland has been found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Pennsylvania State Police say the body of 19-year-old Jacob Marburger was found this afternoon at a picnic area at the Hawk Mountain Sanctuary, northwest of Harrisburg. This is AP Radio News. The sugar and corn industries have settled a dispute over sweeteners.
The settlement was made out of court, and the details are secret. Sugar processors wanted more than $1 billion in a claim of false advertising by corn refiners after they tried to rebrand high fructose corn syrup as corn sugar. Corn refiners countersued, saying the sugar industry made false statements, including saying high fructose corn syrup was as addictive as crack cocaine. Attorneys on both sides refused to discuss terms of the settlement or whether any money would be exchanged. I'm Ed Donahue.
The jury in the criminal trial of a former coal company executive will resume deliberations Monday. Ex-Massey Energy CEO Don Blankenship is charged with conspiring to break safety laws at a West Virginia coal mine and defrauding mining regulators in the year before a deadly blast in 2010. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.